This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Destroy them. And they're all sitting there like they're dark lords, like they're generals that have run major wars and captured countries and run huge stockades and, you know, helped dispose of hundreds of thousands of dead bodies. But they're not. They're a bunch of chicken-necked fops, a bunch of plagiarist, just a bunch of regurgitating ninnies trying to play army carpe donctum. I don't think this is going to end well for them.
No, I don't think so either. I think one of my favorite Tucker episodes is when Jennifer Rubin was on there and just made a complete fool of herself. She calls herself a conservative blogger or columnist or something like that, but she's left of Bernie.
Oh, well, they all do that. Oh, I'm a Republican, and I hate Trump. I mean, and I see the spam bots now all over InfoWars, all over NewsWars, just like, oh, I've turned against Trump. He sold us out. It's all over. By the way, blow Israel up. And then we can even look, because we do our own comments again. We can look at the IP addresses. It's the same dudes, like, going, I'm black, and I hate white people. Well, I'm white, and I hate black people. And it's the same groups, and they're doing it. It's sick.
It's a cliche on Twitter is there's always these stories, and they always go viral because everybody wants to believe them. You know, it's like, you know, I was sitting in my house and my son came up to me and he says, why is Trump such a racist? And you're like, this is a 4-year-old kid. Really? This 4-year-old kid came up and said that to you, you know, and they go viral. And I used to be a Trump supporter, but now I'm not, because my kid came up and said that my president was a racist. You know, that's the stuff that all the leftists want to hear, because they have to believe that they're making some sort of headway with all of their narratives that they run and all of the, just the crap that they've been trying to sell to the country for the last 3 years. If it doesn't work, they feel bad about it. They're personally their sense of worth is tied to the lies that they've been telling.
By the way, I love my crew, but there's Owen's whole crew, like 5-6 people, and I said, save that tinfoil hat. But I didn't say, you save the hat. I should have said, destroy this hat, throw it in Mount Doom. Whatever you do, destroy this hat, and it would be here. But I said, hey, save that hat. So they threw it away.
You can always take your shirt off. I mean, that's the other part.
So these are Alex jokes, but at least it's saved in cyberspace. Look at the style. I did that inspired. Like in 30 seconds, I made it without a mirror. And I kind of wanted a Roman plume, but it's also like an antenna. I mean, is this not 2020 style? Is going to be tinfoil clothing?
It's very derelict.
Well, with all the G5.
I think my favorite though is when you put your shirt up like Beavis and Butthead. I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah, and I also stuck my belly. There it is, dude. 100% reviews. $29.95. Yeah, let's show me on the catwalk here again. Radio listeners, you have to go to InfoWars.com. It is posted. So I told the whole room of the great crew. I said, "Hey, save my hat." They probably just got busy, short attention spans. We got a great crew. We got to work on attention span. Here, I got to see. Here's a tri-corner hat I'm wearing. A little too small, though.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, it protects you from the 5G.
It does. It does protect you from the 5G as well.
Hey, Lana Del Rey's got me in a good mood. You like Lana Del Rey?
Who's Lana Del Rey?
You don't know who that is?
No, I
well, not only is she a very lovely lady, but hold on, we'll come in with an intro with her. We got Lord Mogger coming up. We'll ask him about her as well. I don't know if I'm inspired enough to make another pimple happen. I mean, can I pull off that master stroke again? Can Reynolds?
I don't know. I think it's worth a try.
We're going to try.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future. The nostalgia in the piece as well, the music video. It's Americana stuff, and people are so hungry for that. And I know the inside baseball, Carpe Donctum, one of the top memers in the world, maybe the top memer in the world after Ben Garrison. He's more of a political cartoonist. Garrison doesn't know what a powerful Jedi he is. I've explained that to him when he was down like 6-7 years ago. I said, dude, you're the most prolific guy probably in history of political cartoons. So lick your wounds and, you know, get fired up. But this is a badge of honor that these trash come after us. But when we pull back, they're really trying to keep us from communicating with each other. And that's a human right. And these guys really are the baddies. They've got to be opposed, my friend.
Right. And, you know, like I said before, that's what they want. They want you to shut down. They want you to feel like you can't do what you want. And that they're just going to keep coming after you. So, I mean, I've talked to Ben as well, and I think that a lot of the stuff that happens to him weighs heavily on him. But, you know, he continues to make great political cartoons. He continues to put out content, and I support him in everything he does.
And by the way, it's the celebration of people like you and the celebration of the average person and the Midwesterners and the hardworking people in New York and L.A. that are there taking care of their families and living in these globalist bubbles but still surviving. We've got to celebrate everybody that's human, no matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love liberty. Getting back to the hunger for Americana, I've told the story 20 times. I shouldn't tell it again, but I got invited to a major film festival, couldn't go, sent a representative, and it was just all, we're being funded to shock people and to depress people and to create a revolution and to overthrow things. Well, I don't need to go to a conference to learn that with filmmakers and how they're getting money. You can see it. But the hunger for Americana, the hunger for just decency, the hunger for just being normal and human is so powerful right now, and everything that's number one is that. Well, we're not just saying we're that now. I've been that since I was born, and most people in this country want that and are that as well, my friend.
Yeah, and you know, if you look to Hollywood, I haven't watched a major Hollywood film in probably 6 months, and like my entire life is Hollywood films. I watched nothing but movies for, you know, as I was growing up, and when there was free time, when I was a grown up, when I was an adult, I was watching movies. I haven't watched a film in 6 months, and there's nothing good coming out of there. It's all social justice warrior stuff. It's all these narrative infused, you know, they're trying to do some sort of parody of either Trump or something like that. And then on top of that, you have all of these actors that people pay to watch them. And then all they want to do is say anti-Trump stuff or, you know, go up on stage and say F Trump at the award ceremonies. And it's, I think Hollywood is starting to realize how bad their PR is right now, but I think they're going to continue to do it because the money's going to continue to flow in from other sources.
The NFL's down 40% in the last 3 years with all their hate America garbage. And I was reading today, Disney's profit is way down. They just laid off 60%. Now, that Forbes has got PR pieces out about how they're doing great, but I have an article right here in my stack.
Right.
They're down 60%. They just laid off 60% of their people in a whole division today.
Well, and they've ruined Star Wars like 4 times now. So I don't know how we fix this because like I said, all of the money is flowing in from external sources. It's not coming in from the box offices.
China's the biggest funder.
Yeah.
They're propping it up.
Yeah, all of these. I think something that that Trump has done just flawlessly in the last 3 years is just shown how much everything is propped up. And it's a cardboard cutout of what we all thought it was. You know, Hollywood is just a cardboard cutout. There's nothing behind it. All of these politicians and the news media as well. I mean, this is something funny that I notice is you go to like, Newsweek. You go to Newsweek and you go to their Twitter account. And they've got like 1 million followers. And they get like 3 retweets on every article they put out. There's absolutely no one cares about them. They're completely irrelevant, but they continue to be in the news. They continue to put out things because they're funded by these outside sources.
And just like the old Soviet Union, though, at a certain point, everybody knows whatever you're being told, it's the opposite. Like the Chinese government said last week, oh, we're not going to move into Hong Kong for the next few months. Don't worry. I said, okay, get our people out of there on Monday. I said, get out. They're about to invade. And then they invaded yesterday. I mean, just, you know, with commies and these Decepticons, they cannot tell the truth, even when the truth serves them better.
No, and anything that they do tell, it's something they're doing. You know, it seems like a cliche, and I really wish it wasn't true, but the left always projects. When they call you a racist, they're doing racist stuff. When they call you a sexist, they're doing sexist stuff. When they call you a pedophile, they're doing pedophile stuff. So I wish it wasn't true, but it rings true every single time. They say, hey, you guys are dangerous and violent over at InfoWars. And then they go beat people in the streets of Portland. And they go attack people in the streets of D.C. or any place, Berkeley. You know, everything is projection. And all you have to do is look at what they say to know exactly what they're doing.
And since I mentioned this earlier, here is Jennifer Rubin again on MSNBC saying, drive us into submission, go after all the Trump supporters, burn down. I mean, she goes on for 5 minutes, literally burn them down, destroy them. And she's not talking about metaphorically. Here it is.
It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this. It is not a normal administration. And when these people say, oh, you can't criticize us, it will deter public service. It will deter people who are liars, right, who are enablers, who are really bad people.
Look, and they should tyrants be deterred. All nodding, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and just so satisfied. Level them, knock them down, drag them into submission. That's why we have band.video we've launched with all of our videos, easy to search right there, a lot of specialties. We're sort of having contributors that are able to post their comments. It works on all your devices, band.video. And Carpe Donkum's launched, memeworld.com. So you can, hey, here's the place that won't disappear tomorrow. Here's the place where you can post memes and share memes. And it's going to get bigger and bigger. It's very exciting. Please share it every way you can. Please share it with your email, your text message, your word of mouth. They can't stop you there next. But, you know, Carpe Donkum, now WhatsApp. Just 3 months ago, CNN said, well, we're seeing if Jones is using WhatsApp that Facebook owns to communicate via private text message. If he's on there, we'll ban him. And I wasn't on there, but they went around and banned now millions of people, and they're blocking what you can share and what you can say on there in live time. And the word is they were blocking Meme World last week. So was Twitter. Is that still happening?
They've stopped doing that now. I've gotten word that it's no longer being banned, and my Facebook page is up for the site, and it's able to share. So we'll see how long that lasts.
But they had to back down because they know you have the president's ear. Carpe Donkum, say hi to the big guy for me. We'll be right back with Lord Monckton and our devastating victory in the UK. Please stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
States, just as we saw in World War One, World War Two, is leading the way out of tyranny against the Chi-Coms, the corrupt EU. History doesn't just rhyme, it repeats. The question is, which side will Russia get with in this major political realignment? When the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, for the first time in 400 years suspended Parliament, it wasn't because a king or a queen wanted to ignore the will of the people. It was because the people had voted to leave an unelected tyranny almost 4 years ago and it had their demands ignored and scuttled. And thanks to Lord Christopher Monckton and Nigel Farage at the heart of this movement at Brexit, we now see her doing the right thing. And this has sent shockwaves. This is just like the realignment in World War II and Bretton Woods that came after it, in my humble opinion. Lord Christopher Monckton has been the top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, author, the preeminent scientist and expert working with other scientists around the world, proving man-made global warming is a fraud and a globalist takeover. He has What's Up with That website and, of course, his science and public policy site. But I wanted to get him on to correct me if I'm wrong that you cannot underestimate how seismic this is, what it really symbolizes, India going into Kashmir, which the Islamics have been taking, China's been moving in, that's a proxy war, China moving into Hong Kong. The world is going into the type of constellations, the type of alignments that we saw before World War One and World War Two. Am I right in saying that, and are we not seeing the classic alignments line up again, Lord Monckton?
What is happening is that, let's take Hong Kong first of all, yes, the people of Hong Kong were guaranteed certain rights under the agreement between China and Britain over the handover of Hong Kong. In my view, we shouldn't have handed it over to that particular regime. We didn't have to. There was no obligation to. But we decided to, unfortunately. And the people of Hong Kong are now missing the freedoms they had under British rule, which was a great deal freer than Chinese rule. And in the United Kingdom, where we have been struggling for 40 years to break free from the tyranny by Clark, which is the European Union, Boris Johnson, who is our very new Prime Minister, has decided, and rightly, that we can no longer allow Parliament to get in the way of the people's will as expressed in an overwhelming referendum vote by a clear majority of 1.75 million 3 or 4 years ago, by which we voted to leave the tyranny by Clark and once again get our democracy back. That's what we voted for. Parliament wasn't going to let us. And so what Boris has done is to say, all right, we're going to give Parliament enough time to debate this, but not enough to wreck it. And, of course, all of the smelly socks, all the people who are trying to deny us democracy are rushing to the courts in Scotland, in Ireland, and in London, all of them demanding that the Queen's decision to prorogue Parliament should be set aside by the mere courts. Well, the mere courts are going to find that they have no power to interfere with Her Majesty's prerogative. She has decided to take the advice of her prime minister, as she is entitled and indeed constitutionally bound to do, that therefore she has decided that Parliament will be prorogued for slightly longer, only about a week longer than it's normally prorogued for. It's not new. It's not the first time in 400 years. This happens every year. In fact, the present Parliament has gone on for far longer than any parliament in the last 400 years. So it's appropriate that it should be prorogued.
Let me just interrupt. I know you're the parliamentary expert. I'm not about to disagree with you, but correct me if I'm wrong. Something this dramatic, though, hasn't happened in 400. Clearly, when the King of England told Neville Chamberlain to step down and put Winston Churchill in, that was another move saying, look, this parliament has been siding with Hitler. You're done. You're a bunch of wimps. Winston Churchill's in. So wouldn't that be another dramatic time that something similar in the same family has happened?
Well, the first thing to realize is that it is at the Prime Minister's instigation and not at the monarch's instigation that this prorogation has happened. It's an entirely normal constitutional procedure where the Prime Minister goes to see the Queen with the leader of the Commons, in this case, the wonderful Jacob Rees-Mogg, one of my neighbours down here, and they said, look, we want to prorogue Parliament, have a new Parliament, which will start on October the 14th, which is two and a half clear weeks before Halloween, the day on which we actually leave. And in any case, there's another 2 weeks before Parliament is prorogued, so there's plenty of time.
I understand. For Parliament we'll get to this next segment. You're the expert. Boil it down, though. Am I right that this is a huge seismic shift, though, looking like we will get a good, clean Brexit and a huge defeat to the EU tyranny?
Well, the EU tyranny won't like what's happened, and those who support it certainly don't like what's happened. There are demonstrations, there's a lot of screaming, the BBC is wetting itself, taking only one side, of course. But what has happened is entirely constitutionally proper. The courts have no power to intervene, to tell Her Majesty she should not prorogue Parliament, and therefore I suspect that Boris will get away with that. Parliament still has plenty of time, though, to try to bring forward a wrecking bill, and that's the first thing that Oliver Leftwing and various other characters like that are going to try. He was on the television today saying he was going to do that. So this is by no means a done deal yet, but what you can see very clearly is that Boris Johnson speaks for Britain. As President Trump has recently said, Boris Johnson loves this country very much, as of course does Donald Trump. He's a great admirer of Britain, and he sees in Boris Johnson somebody who stands up for this country and for the majority of the people of this country that voted to leave the tyranny by Clerk and once again be an independent nation. Boris now speaks for the people of Britain. He has gambled a lot by taking this brave move, but I think that gamble is going to pay off. He's going to be successful.
And he's delivering on what he said he would do. And Paul Watson, obviously, works with these guys, some behind the scenes. He tells me that Nigel Farage really is the not to lessen Boris Johnson, but he's really one of the chief advisors to Johnson, and that's got the system really scared.
Well, certainly, Nigel, you see, having set up his own Brexit party, is really saying to Boris, look, if you don't deliver Brexit by the due date, if you're forced into any kind of a general election before you've managed to leave the European Union, then we in the Brexit party are going to be standing not with you, but against you. So Boris is under a lot of pressure to do what Theresa May faffed around not doing and get us out of the European Union. The technique that he's using behind the scenes, and of course Sir Oliver Leftwing and people like that haven't noticed yet, is in fact a very clever one. What he's doing is a series of what are called micro deals.
Hold on, stay there. We got to go to break. This is history happening from, you know, UKIP and now the Brexit Party, nothing 20 years ago, to the dominant growing party in Europe, the UK. This is truly liberty marching on, a human awakening. It's a very beautiful time. Lord Monckton is our guest. We'll come right back with him on the other side of this quick break to get into what's happening behind the scenes.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's Alex Jones.
Fortress of Montana Brinsley, super patriot, fighting the globalist on every front. I want to get more into Brexit, the huge fight, Hong Kong, India, Kashmir, because I know you're a geopolitical thinker. What would you call this period the world's in, with nationalism exploding, Germany with nationalists set to take over? It's happening everywhere, but they're striking back with censorship. They're striking back with leftist violence. I agree we're not out of the woods yet, but seeing this huge awakening, what would you call this period? And then, well, first let's get to what you were trying to hit before the break. The real power behind the throne, we're not sycophantically talking about it. It's true. It's admitted. Nigel Farage and his Brexit party keeping Boris Johnson very, very honest. I've got headlines here about Boris Johnson. Does it turn out to be a buffoon? He turns out to be a deadly tactician. Well, there's a really deadly tactician behind this named Nigel Farage, and of course, you're involved in that as well. We're not saying that from a bragging position, but you can give us the real inside intel globally right now on what's happening.
Let's start, just first of all, with what Boris is going to do to get Brexit. Then I'll move on to Nigel Farage. Then we'll move on a bit around the world, because the point you're making is a very important one. I call this age the New Enlightenment. We had the Age of Enlightenment, then came the Age of Communism, Fascism and Socialism, various kinds of totalitarianism. Now, the people who love democracy in Hong Kong, in Germany, in Britain, in Italy, in many parts of the world, and of course America, having elected Donald Trump, now the people are rising up against those who would impose a global socialist, communist, fascist tyranny upon us. And of course, these words, socialist, communist, fascist, they sound extreme, but they are unfortunately realistic. Let's start with Boris Johnson then. Boris is doing a series of micro deals on all the areas of trade, which would be disrupted if we left the European Union on the 31st of October, the due date, without a trade deal, such as pharmaceuticals and agriculture. These are two of the big ones. Motor manufacture is another. And these areas, which could prove sensitive if we didn't make individual temporary arrangements, he is making sure that those individual temporary arrangements are in place so that if we leave without a comprehensive trade deal, and that's what the normal rules of leaving the European Union would expect, you leave without a comprehensive deal, and then once you're out, you negotiate it. And all that Boris is doing is putting things in place so that if we leave without a comprehensive deal, we do not leave with dislocation and bankruptcy for businesses and disruption of trade and queues of lorries halfway from London to Dover. Those things are not going to happen because the government under Boris Johnson is making very clear and very sure that they won't happen. So don't worry about a no-deal Brexit being somehow hugely disruptive. It won't be, because everything that might be disruptive is being dealt with behind the scenes very quickly, very efficiently by Boris and his team. Now we come to Nigel Farage, and Farage is putting proper pressure on Boris. And for once also, he's now looking at a wider issue than just the question of leaving the European dictatorship. Because one of the things that's become apparent to you and to him and to me, Alex, is that if we're going to keep democracy in any recognizable sense at all, there are various steps we're going to have to take the battle right to the front line where the other side are. For instance, in the universities, where now there is a denial of freedom of speech, we're going to have to say to those universities, you either permit freedom of speech, you permit both sides to be heard on questions such as climate change, on whether Britain leaves the EU, on whether Mr. Trump is a good thing or a bad one. You allow both sides to be heard, or we will take your charter, your funding, and your recognition as a university away.
And Trump, because taking your lead, has signed an executive order starting just that. And the universities are having to back down. But we have to go demand the right to speak. You parachuted into South Africa when the UN banned you from the UN conference. You parachuted into it. So you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Well, that's right. The great thing, being Irish, I knew that if I threw myself to the ground, I wouldn't miss. So all was well. But it did make sure that they had to let me back into the conference, and then I produced a report of what they were really up to at that conference, which we put up at whatsupwiththat.com, and that was the top posting out of 500,000 postings on all subjects that day of all the blog posts from WordPress, which manages most of the blog posts around the world, because so popular was it. I was the only journalist who actually went in there, found out what was really going on, and reported it, rather than simply blowing sunshine up the backsides of the UN. There's a picture of me now, as you can see, grinning from ear to ear as I leap happily out of the plane and head rapidly towards the ground in the Drakensberg Mountains of South Africa. It was a wonderful moment, and what a beautiful country it is. So we are fighting, Alex, against this tide of, you can call it communism, fascism, socialism, totalitarianism, or to use the ancient
centralized
Chinese term,
corporate literally. Totalitarianism allied with the Chi-Coms, and it's becoming very evident that the Chi-Coms are the great driving engine and the force to which all these mega corporations and the Googles of the world are using for the funding of Hollywood, for the espionage, and Trump and others are starting to take the gloves off recognizing the espionage.
Well, China is indeed in everywhere, spying through its computers, through its Huawei, through its G5, all these things. They are watching us very closely. We're not watching them anything like as closely as we should. Of course, Mr. Obama, a fellow communist, exempted them from any obligation in China to comply with any of the provisions of the Paris Treaty. So not only do they pay lousy wages, do they not pay proper pensions, they don't pay proper health care, they don't have proper social care, so labour is a great deal cheaper for those four reasons already, but now we charge our businesses here and in America but 5 or 6 times the price we would have charged for electricity were it not for the global warming.
By the way,
Making it totally impossible for us to do business in a competitive sense against China worldwide. And these economic consequences of this global warming stupidity should not be forgotten. All of this is an attempt by the tyrants to bankrupt the West, because if the West goes, tyranny is easy to enforce worldwide.
Now, Christopher, let me just throw this in real quick, because I was about to go there with you. I don't think people can understand, in World War II, Hitler tried to bomb the factories and tried to bomb the electricity grids in England. And then, of course, once we attacked back, that's what we targeted. But thousands of power plants have been shut down here. I know hundreds in England, hundreds and hundreds in Spain, as you know, making them go from being very successful to falling apart. China has no environmental standards, no regulations, no scrubbers on their smokestacks. And then I turn on Fox News this morning, and it's like, Trump is hurting the earth. Trump is a bad guy. He's allowing, you know, with oil drilling or factories, some methane to escape. So again, as if methane hasn't always been in the atmosphere. So we're all straitjacketed in business, but China isn't. And what you're saying is beyond just carbon taxes. It's at every point it was done strategically. Can you speak to that?
Well, this is exactly the point. I mean, the reason why the carbon taxes are so important is that that is a tax on every business and on every household. That's the key to the whole thing. That's why the number one issue for the international communist and fascist left worldwide is so-called global warming. That's why even Fox News is going stupid on this issue. Just at the moment when the science is establishing the whole thing's nonsense. I spent a happy dinner, 6-hour dinner actually, with 3 very eminent climate scientists in Ireland just last week. What they've discovered is that the atmosphere is in thermodynamic equilibrium, and that means the greenhouse effect can't be causing any warming at all. Such little warming as we've had is therefore coming from the sun. These new results, which drive a coach and horses through this nonsense, are being held out of the scientific journals because the left don't want to admit the truth, which is that global warming has been nonsense from start to finish. But beyond the global warming issue, there is a determination on the part of the left to make sure that we can no longer compete on even economic
terms. That's right. It's basic military sabotage.
Russia.
You can hear me. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Success has been rebooting what I call the New Enlightenment or the Renaissance as well. And I don't think Monson or myself cooked that up together. I think we're looking historically at the Gutenberg press, Christianity, all the things that developed the Renaissance. And here we are. And it's really the real Enlightenment, the classical liberals versus the leftists, the legalists out of China, the Jacobins out of France that Monson and I have talked about so much on air. So Trump's not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. But it's for real. And that's why you see everybody bought off by the multinationals and the Chi-Coms. This is supposed to be the Chi-Com century. Well, it's supposed to be the Hitler millennium, but that was dead on arrival. But they're going to strike back, and they are striking back with racial division, cultural division, the private Federal Reserve trying to sabotage the Trump recovery. They're striking back in the UK very hard as well. But give us the lay of the land from your expert perspective and how you think they're going to strike back, as you were mentioning that as we hit the break.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue the climate change nonsense until we prove them wrong. And we're getting very close to that now, and you and I have spoken about that before, so I won't go too much into detail there. But
well,
they
it's
are
been
going
so
to
long, speak- though. You're the, I mean, give us a short update on just how disproved, because it's flooding in mainline scientists' studies, them faking stuff. It's incredible.
That's right. Very short, then. Our own result is struggling through peer review. We're getting increasingly feeble opposition to it, and in the end, they're going to have to give in and print it in a leading journal. Once they do, that's officially, in scientific terms, the end of the climate scare. If the Connolly's result, which I think is even more important than ours, also gets through peer review, though they haven't written their paper yet, that demolishes the entire thing from top to bottom. And I think those two are very, very bright. They're very, very clever. They have joined up a number of dots that nobody else had seen. They've gone back to 100 years, to 1919. They found a paper by Albert Einstein that demonstrates that if the atmosphere is in what's called thermodynamic equilibrium, then the greenhouse effect, though it's still real, can't cause any warming. And they have found, by careful measurement in the radiosonde record, which is the balloon-mounted measuring devices that have been going up for 80 years, we've got 20 million of these records, that the atmosphere is indeed in thermodynamic equilibrium. And that runs the coach and horses through the entire global warming storyline. So we're both... We're now in
but
a race,
quantify
like,
that for lay people. Quantify that for lay people, that the atmosphere goes through flux and has countermeasures that end up balancing it out.
Yeah, well, essentially what it is that what goes in must come out of the atmosphere as far as thermodynamics is concerned. It is in equilibrium, and you can measure this in a very clever way that the Connollys have discovered. I won't go into the details. All I'll say is that, in my estimation, they've done it, and that once their result is published, there'll be red faces all round, including mine, because I wish I'd spotted it. It's so clever.
But we also see the panicking. I've never seen so much global warming did this. Global warming made you slip on a banana peel. I've never seen such frantic meanwhile, Obama's buying $14 million houses right at sea level.
It's 13 foot 6 above sea level, that house of his. I had a look on the map just this morning to see where it is. And if he really believed that sea level was going to rise, he would never have thought of buying that property. So, and this is in Martha's Vineyard. It's on a little pond just by the ocean, and there's nothing to stop the sea level rising. Over there, I see you've got a picture of Greta Thunberg, who's one of these zombie school kids who've been relentlessly propagandized by Marxists in the schools and universities. That's another thing we're going to have to deal with. Marxism in the schools is going to have to be rooted out. But for the time being, they are panicking because they now know, there's the picture of Obama's house, they now know that global warming isn't a real problem. They know we know. They know that we're about to prove it. And so they're in full-on panic mode to try to get governments to make binding commitments to destroy the economies of the West before everybody wakes up and realizes what nonsense it all is. And that's why you're seeing these panic measures. The BBC every day has three or four bedwetting stories about global warming. It's pathetic, really. But
and
they
they're calling
know
for you to be arrested. They don't want us to have free speech either.
Well, of course, the BBC has changed its editorial guidelines so as to deny the likes of me, who question the global warming storyline to which they adhere, the Communist Party line on the climate. Anyone who questions that doesn't get on the BBC. The BBC is required to be impartial, and it has announced that on global warming, it's not going to be impartial, even though it knows that global warming is a myth. It knows it's been exaggerated at the very least, and as the Connollys have now established, that it doesn't actually exist at all. Such warming as we've had was caused by the sun getting more active in the middle of the last century, and in the next 20 years we're likely to see cooling because the sun's becoming less active.
Sure,
again.
Sure, so that thing's falling apart, they don't know what to do. How else are they going to strike back?
Well, the next thing they're doing is they've just published a hit list of 386 named climate skeptics, whom they call contrarians, deniers, and denialists, with a deliberate overlay of Holocaust denial. That's what they're accusing us of. And they've done this in Nature Communications, which is supposedly a serious scientific journal. And essentially, they published a blacklist, they've named us, and they've said, whatever you do, do not publish papers from these people in your learned journals, do not let them on the news media, silence them, because if they speak, they will prove that we've been wrong all along.
Sure.
It's the most extraordinary libel, and I, for one, am considering a libel suit against them in the High Court here in the United Kingdom. I've given them every chance to retract, to remove all identifiers linking to my name in that study, and to, in fact, take the whole study down, because it's a piece of complete nonsense. But if they don't do that, then we go to court, and we have a very good chance indeed of winning, because what's going to happen is that this will be the great debate in court about whether global warming really is the problem that Nature Communications pretends it is. And the answer is that actually it isn't, and we can prove it, and we can prove it to the satisfaction of a judge. We can put the people...
So what they're doing is trying to silence us. Lord Monckton, it's always amazing to have you on whatsupwiththat.com. And, of course, you've always had Science and Public Policy. There's also Climate Depot. Are there any other places people should visit to find your valuable work?
That would be whatsupwiththat.com is the best place. You can see the update on the court case there. And just keep in touch and watch out, because the global warming storyline is going to go down in the next year or two, and with it, the international left.
And you're the one predicting on this show for over a decade that the EU would be dead somewhere after 2020. That's coming true. So please join us again. You've certainly got your finger on the pulse. Thank you.
God bless you, and keep up your good work, and we'll get you back on YouTube as soon as we can.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, that was a big stunt where they said, everyone's invited back, and then by the CEO, and then Owen put InfoWars back up his own show, and they banned it in 2 hours, and that's all over the news. It's just crazy. Nick Begich, a host Friday, another great scientist, another trailblazer, another maverick. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. He's coming up here in just a few minutes. Please don't forget, our flagship product is DNA Force Plus. It has the strong PQQ, the CoQ10, and a bunch of other known ingredients that are patented and certified, and you can actually make claims that make the telomeres last longer. That's how you age. That take the toxins out of the mitochondria, out of the cells. I mean, it's been proven to be able to regrow nerves in many cases. It's been proven to do a lot of things. The ingredients that are in, it's 50% off. Because I want you to see how amazing it is. And I want you to understand it's very expensive to even package this and put this together and get these nutraceuticals. 98% reviews of that. DNA Force Plus. Get a free bottle of carnivore enzyme system that helps dissolve the protein and fat. A lot of us folks that are pretty much carnivores love meat. It just does such good work. With the MycoZX, it targets the yeast, the mold, the candida, and then a normal, you know, good, high quality, like our Flora Life, high quality system that is a probiotic. These things all work together. A free bottle of carnivore, the 30 count is free with 25% off on Supermodel Vitality. A 90 count is free, because I want you to experience it when you get it with DNA Force. Now, I want to explain something. A bottle of carnivore, the 90 count cost us almost $18, like $17.80-something cents. The 30 count costs us over $7. I mean, this isn't cheap enzymes. This is the Rolls Royce. Carnivore is amazing, and I'm going to reorder it for next year, but we won't have it in until next year. So I'm selling it all out, and then I'm going to take some of the profit from DNA Force Plus and reorder the carnivore, because it's something that's so important that we haven't promoted properly. So get your free bottles of that with your DNA Force, 50% off, and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. Experience it for yourself, and thank you all for support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get your products today. Sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.